You are listening to WDOT Port Washington. I'm Matt Levine alongside Alex Andrew, who's filling in for Dylan Spilko today. And we are here live from Port Washington, New York, to see the Port Washington Lady Vikings basketball team against the Manhasset Indians basketball team. Alex, what are your thoughts on the matchup?
Well, I feel that I'm feeling a win out of Port Washington. I'm feeling big numbers out of Tyler Owens and Emma Waxman. I do think this is going to be a big win for Port Washington. Get them on track right now. They're going to come out strong. They're going to limit the turnovers. They're going to be running Manhasset up and down the court. It'll be a fun game.
Port Washington beat their first two opponents in Roslyn and Wheatley.
Okay.
So we are seeing their third matchup of the year. This is a non-league matchup between these two teams. And we will have the starting lineups right now for you. The starting lineups for the Manhasset Indians
are number 4, Elizabeth Kim. Number 5, Grace Gate, D&D. Number 13, Leanne Ritteband. Number 21, Maria Timalis. Number 25, Caroline Kelly.
And for the Port Washington Vikings, number 3, Tyler Owens. Number 4, Ava Son. Number 22, Emma Weston. Number 24, senior captain Rachel Rosen. And number 31, senior captain Emma First. We'll be back here live for tip-off.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are back here live from Port Washington as they are getting ready for tip-off.
There's a big crowd here today, I would have to say. There might be 100 people.
We have an early scratch from the starting lineup. Starting instead of Tyler Owens is Rebecca Katz.
Tip-off coming here.
And tip-off is won by Rachel.
Port Washington wins the tip.
Driven down the lane, down the left side, and it's a lefty put in off the glass for Ava Sam.
That was a beautiful layup right off the tip. Very nice. Here comes Manhasset, number 21.
She dribbles left in the middle, passes out to the left wing, down to the corner. Number 4, Elizabeth came off to Camellis, who drives lefty layup, that's off the glass and off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Rachel Rosen. Fast break up to Emma Waxman. And it's off the backboard, no good. Rebounded by number 5.
Yo, Matt, they're moving very quick. They're passing a lot. You see that?
And slowing down from Manhasset. Camellis with the ball. Dribbles down to the right. Stolen, but got back by a teammate. To the right wing. Shot by number 13 is off the mark. Rebounded again by Manhasset. And it's off the mark again. Rebounded by Rachel Rosen. Back down the other way.
Port Washington's playing some tough defense today. You could see it through the first 30 seconds. That's a foul.
And she is fouled and won. Straight through the defense. Rachel Rosen with her first bucket and the foul.
Foul is on Grace Gately, her first.
The foul is on Grace Gately, her first person.
Here's Rachel Rosen. Let's see if she can sink
it. Her first offering from the line.
She converts the N1.
5-0 in Port Washington favor. Camellis dribbling the ball up, slowing it down, guarded by Ava Son.
It seems
she
like
slips a little. Pass it almost stolen by Emma First.
I'm telling you, Port Washington's played some great defense today.
And a foul on the floor on Rachel Rosen. With the push on Elizabeth Kim. That is her first personal. Elizabeth Kim inbounds the ball. They run a ball. And she inbounds it.
And the basket almost a steal.
She inbounds it. The shot off the mark. Rebounded by Emma Waxman. Slowing it down. Rebecca Katz brings up the ball. Looking for any offense she could find. Stutter step, dribbles right. Loses footing and loses the ball. And after with the ball, Camellis. Fast break. Lefty off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Manhasset. Trapped, number 21, Camellis, with the put-in off the glass.
No, coming into this game, I was more excited about Port Washington's offense, but I have to say the defense is really showing up to play.
Emma Waxman with the ball, trapped. That's a backcourt violation.
Backcourt right there.
For the Port Washington Vikings.
Has the ball.
Oh, no.
Here's some costly turnovers that can hurt them if they keep them up like last game, even though they still won. They're
playing good defense. Oh, and the hit. Out of bounds.
tipped off of Rebecca Cash. She came into the passing lane and tipped the ball out. Number 13, Leah Ridaban, inbounds with Demelis.
The crowd's really loud.
Left on the wing. Guarded by Sean. Swings it across to number 4. Elizabeth.
Dangerous pass right there.
She's slowing it down. Crossover move. Passes out. Put Demelis. And she is called
travel.
For a traveling violation. Port Washington basketball.
Oh, they're pressing. Watch it. They're pressing. Port Washington's defense showed up. Let's see if their offense can do the same right now.
And the Waxman gets the inbound.
Beautiful.
Up three for Rosen. Almost traveled. And she does turn it over as she passes it out of bounds. The intended receiver was Emma first. And passed it down. Leah Bernabang is bringing up the ball instead of Pamelis. Up the middle, slowing it down. Guarded by Waxman. To the right to Kim on the right wing. She dribbles left. Bounce back to Pamelis. At the top of the key, slowing it down. Swings left to Ridaban. Down low to number 25.
I see they're trying to run some play to get the ball to number 4. You see, she's moving around under the basket on top. They're trying to get the ball there. I can see it.
Swings it across to Ridaban, and it is a shot cross violation.
Vikings ball.
Vikings basketball after that costly turnover.
Oh, we got some tugs here.
Checking in for Manhasset. Emma Lopinto in for Elizabeth Kim.
They're pressing again. Let's see if they can get out of it this time without
They're
turning
on the
it over.
Same exact play.
And they drop
it. And it's off the hands of Emma first.
You know, they did a good job getting the ball down court. Couldn't catch the ball. We'll see how they do it next time.
Ridaban with the ball, slung it down for this Indians offense.
They're afraid of the Port Washington defense. Intimidation is their main factor. They're intimidated.
In the post, in the top of the key, number 25, Kelly. He sends it back to Ridaban, back to Pamelis. To Kelly again in the corner. Down low. Wild pass.
That was a nice play.
Picked up by number 5.
Oh, another press. Manhasset picks up the ball.
And it is stolen by Pamelis. He swings it across to number 12, Emma Lopinto.
But Washington's offense not showing up now. Their defense can only hold that so long. They're going to have to put up more than 5 points here.
Move. 3. Draw on the rebound. It's off the mark. And is rebounded, but she touches the ball, stepping out of bounds. It will be Vikings basketball.
But Washington's offense needs to get a quick bucket here. They're halfway through the quarter. They're going to need it right now.
Checking into the game. Number 21, Caitlin Kane in for Emma first. And Ava San brings up the ball, swings it down low to Rebecca Katz. Swings it to Emma Waxman with a floater, and it's off the mark. And it was last touched by Rachel Rosen out of bounds. And has the basketball.
Dribbling the ball slowly, I see.
Very slowly from Ellis brings up the ball.
They're scared.
Swings right to Lopinto. Swings back left to the top of the key. Ridaban, who drives right. Swings to the wing. Three-pointer way off from Lopinto.
That was an air ball.
An air ball again.
Two air balls.
Lopinto with a rebound. Left to Kelly. Left again. Left again to Pamelis.
The shot clock, why do you watch it?
And another shot clock violation for the Indians offense.
Two shot clocks. Would you look at that? There's another press play. And Manhasset picks it up again.
Rebecca Katz inbounds it to the wrong team. And number 25, Caroline Kelly, is called for the up and down.
Here's the timeout from Port Washington.
And there was a 30-second timeout from the Port Washington Vikings. We'll be back here live with more basketball coming up. We are back after this 30-second timeout from the Vikings. And it will be Vikings basketball. Manhasset is taking down the press. What are your thoughts if they have gotten 2 turnovers off that press?
Manhasset's had a good press, although I think it's mainly because of Port Washington's errors. Manhasset press, they're not doing anything. Port Washington's throwing the ball to them. They're either throwing the ball to them or throwing it down court, and they're just not catching it. Fort Washington fixes that one little error, they'll be fine.
And Rachel Rosen received the inbound pass and threw it way out of bounds. So now it is Manhasset basketball as Camellis brings up the ball on her right. She looks left, swings it across to Ridaban, who drives, kicks it out to Kelly.
Ooh, beautiful
the
interception
pass is stolen
right there
by Rachel Rosen, who swings it across to Ava Song with a good swim move but the layup is off the mark and is rebounded by Manhasset. Back the other way. Bring up the ball. Tip the Mellis on the right wing. Back left to Lopito. And she's called for a traveling violation. Vikings basketball. And it is 5-4 Vikings with 2:39 left in the first quarter.
You know, I've seen a lot of turnover this game on both sides. That's probably why the score is 5-4, but in favor of the Vikings, might I add.
Caitlin Kane swings right to Rachel Rosen. Back to Kane. Beautiful. Driving down on the cut. The layup is off the mark. And there is a foul on the Vikings. I believe it was on Caitlin Kane.
Elizabeth Kim, her first, and has it second.
Foul was on Ava San of the Vikings, her first.
Blame Eric Ritz from Mobile. He's the WBO team manager.
And Pamela dribbling left. Good crossover move. Swings it to Lopito, who drives. Swings it out to Kelly on the wing. A fake pass, drive to the baseline. Picks up a dribble.
Was that not a double dribble?
On the left. Who drives left? Puts up the layup. Shot clock. But she gets it off.
And
it is 6-5. Manhasset, Ava-san.
Did you not see a double dribble right there?
Emma Waxman down low. To Rebecca Katz. To Rachel Rosen's shot. No good. Rebounded by Kelly on Manhasset. And they are pushing it up the court.
But Washington's starting to slow down. I see they're tired. It might be time for some more subs here.
Rude Vangelo Punta. Tips from Ellis at the top of the key.
The real question is, where is Tyler Owens?
Dribbles baseline. No good. Layup. Rebound and layup from number 5, Grace Gately. Her first bucket. Rachel Rosen with a huge burst of speed.
Manhasset takes the 8-5 advantage.
And Ava Son receiving the pass and takes 3 steps before she dribbles and is called for a travel. And now checking in is Emma First in for Rebecca Katz.
If they're starting to get sluggish, they still have some starters, and they're going to play the starters the entire first quarter.
And for Manhasset, number 15, Chelsea Felix.
You know, with all my CYO experience, I can tell you, like, playing players the entire quarter is not a good strategy if you want to keep them fresh.
Just see, under a minute to go.
In the end.
Felix turns it over on the pass.
Vikings ball.
That is a good way to end the game with a turnover.
No, yeah, that really is, you know.
51.3 seconds left in the first quarter.
Pressing again. Let's see if Port Washington is going to catch the ball now.
And Caitlin Kane with the inbound. Calls her
up
play.
Up the ball
inbounds
in.
Inbounds it to Son,
it's a different
who dribbles.
Press play.
She dribbles. Pass it down low. Stevie Weingard with the shot. Off the mark. It's an air ball. And it will be Manhasset basketball as it went off of number 4, Ava Son.
Port Washington was able to get it up the court. But they turned it over again with a couple passes. And an air ball.
And Pamelis is bringing up the ball, top of the key. She slows it down. Swings it right to Riddabad. Swings it back left to Lopito, who takes one dribble, tips Pamelis. Lefty drive, and it's a good layup off
Maria
the glass
for
Maria Pamelis.
For Washington takes the 10-5 lead. It's inbounded.
Rachel Rosen gets the long pass inbound.
When the foul.
And she draws the foul. Foul will be on number 15, Chelsea Felix, her first.
Two shots coming up from Rachel Rosen.
Foul is on Chelsea Felix, her first.
Do you like that play by the Vikings as they threw it to the court?
I did, and they got a foul out of it. That was a very good play. I'm kind of happy.
The first offering from the line.
And
it is off the front of the rim, no good. On that play, it seemed to me that Rachel was driving in. Just looking for the foul. Didn't even try to make the shot. She just put it up and got
hacked. I don't think she tried to make it either. She just threw it up. You know, she got hacked. It worked out. But she missed her first shot.
Second shot is off the back of the rim. Mark. Rebounded by Lopito. Fast break. Rosen recovers. And she steals
and she
it away. Saves it in, but it's saved to Thamelis, who chucks up a long three. And it's off the rim. Rachel Rosen. Shot blocked. For the buzzer, the shot blocked by number 25, Caroline Kelly. And that is the end of the first quarter. The Indians lead the Vikings 10-5. And we'll be back here with second quarter action from Schreiber High School.
We're back with more action with the Lady Vikings versus the Manhasset Indians. up by a score of 10-5. We've seen a great defense. Their offense has been lagging. Tell me what you think about their offense so far.
Well, their offense, they've been able to get past that press a few times. And the Indians' press is just, they've been able to get past it, but every time they get the ball, they're not finishing their shots, and it's rebounded by the Vikings right away.
I do agree. We have number 12, Emma Lapinto, giving the ball to Maria Fimales, who's dribbling it up. Passes it to number 4. The Kim gives it to number 5, Greenlee. And that gets the ball inside. They bring it in. Misses. That is out of bounds. Manhasset ball.
That was a good defense from the Vikings as they closed in on the ball inside the paint.
I do. Let's see what they do now. They get it out to Lapinto. Dribble it back to the top of the key. Give it to Thrymalis. Gives it to Kim. Up. But Washington hits it out. They bring it back in. They're stuck. Got 15 seconds left on the shot clock. Lapinto gets it in the corner. Let's see. He's stuck. 8, 7, 6 on the clock. 4 on the clock. Lapinto for 3. Can't hit. That's out of bounds. Full Washington ball.
That is the third time that the Indians' offense has come down to 2 seconds on the shot clock. First two times they turned it over, but that time they were able to get a shot off, and it still went out of bounds.
Ava Sand bringing the ball up, gives it to Rachel Rosen. There was no press there. She's stuck a little bit. She's double teamed. Gives it to Sun. Pass it to number 20, 25. 25 stuck. He's stuck. Double teamed. Jump ball.
And number 5 for the Indians, Grace Gately, has been able to do a great job against
Vikings
Rachel
ball.
Rosen. Her defense has been stopping Rosen, who is a powerhouse offensive player on this team.
Emma Waxman bringing the ball. Gives it to 25. Gives it to Sand. Pass it back to Waxman. Waxman is dribbling. She brings it up. She's stuck. Stuck a little bit. Gives it back to 25. Gives it back to Sand. There it is. Gives it to Waxman. Waxman dribbling up. The floater. Can't it. Gives it to Waxman. Stuck in the corner. Off the number 4. Kim. Washington Vikings ball.
That was great hustle by Waxman after the missed shot. She went for her own rebound.
She did. Simon passing the ball in. She stuck a little bit. Nobody open. Gives it to Waxman. Waxman back on the top of the key. Dribbling her. Holds it. 4 on the shot clock. White ball with 4 seconds left to shoot.
We're going to have to get a quick inbound and a shot right off.
Right away.
4 seconds.
Could be no dilly-dallying. Waxman gives it to Sand. Puts it up. It's blocked. And that's a shot clock violation on the Powakis and Vikings.
They were able to get it in, but the shot, I think, was too fast. And she just, San just chucked it up.
It was. She chucked, it up with 3 defenders right on her. If she would have dribbled it out a little bit, or if they would have passed it near half court, they could have got a nice 3 shot. Here is Lapinto with the ball. Gives it to Kim. Kim with the top of the key. Kim gets stuck. Intercepted by Waxman. Here comes Rosen. Cut down the court. Back to Sand. Kim picks it off. Here is Thimalis bringing the ball up to Lapinto. And Rachel Rosen steals the ball away from Lapinto. Rachel Rosen going up the court. Gives it to Waxman. Waxman shoots. That's an air ball.
She seemed to get hacked on that play, but there's no foul call.
Grace Gately bringing the ball up. Gives it to Lapinto. Lapinto for 3. And she can't hit. Matthew gets it back. Kim puts it back up. That's a miss again. Number 5. Grace Gately puts it back up. And rebounded by Sophie Gindy. Gives it to Sand. And that's a travel on the Port Washington Vikings. That was on number 4.
The Vikings had a few costly turnovers. They haven't scored in this quarter yet.
And that's a 30-second timeout on Manhasset.
We'll be right back with more basketball.
And we're back. Manhasset's up by a score of 10-5. No points have been scored in this quarter. And we're 4 minutes and 40 seconds into it. We have yet to see Tyler Owens. We've been seeing a lot of the same players. What do you feel about this?
Well, I think that Their defense has been great so far, but their offense has not gotten anything done. They need a change in that spark from Tyler Owens that she brings to the offensive table.
Here's Dumas with the ball, dribbling back to the top of the key. Gives it to Kim. Kim's dribbling. She's driving. She passes it. Picked off by Son. Waxman gets it. Waxman's stripped. That'll be back to number 5, Grace Gailey. Back out to 21, Dumas. Dribbling down the floater. Can it. That is a foul on Ava Sand.
Foul is on Ava Sand, her second.
Manhasset will not be going to the line. And they will be shooting the ball. They will not be shooting the ball, actually. I'm inbounding it. My fault. Back out to Lepinto. Lepinto out to Gately. Gately to Timalis. Timalis for the two, and she drains it. That was a great dribble
two.
Move that Maria Timalis did just there to get a running shot. Captain, that's out of bounds on Lepinto. Port Washington ball.
And that's another possession for the Vikings, where they put another layup up that just couldn't fall.
It didn't fall. Manhattan's up 12-5 right now. Cats inbounding the ball. Number 25 fakes the shot. Can't hit. Lepinto has the ball. She steps out. Port Washington ball again. Let's see if they can take advantage of this opportunity now. They haven't made a shot since the opening, the first minute of the opening quarter. Let's see if they can do something here to get the tie thrown their way. DeRozan. Can't hit.
Number 5. Yet another possession for the Vikings when they miss a wide open.
To Lepinto. Lepinto's at the top. Back to Gately. Gately staying there. She's dribbling. To Kim. And Kim's having trouble getting past Waxman. Waxman tips it. On the double teams, Lepinto. 3 miles with the ball. They get 8 on the shot clock. To Kim. Kim throws it up. Double dribble on Manhasset. Port Washington Vikings ball.
Vikings ball.
Another turnover by Manhasset. Let's see if Port Washington can take advantage of this opportunity. They're trying to press a nice hard defense. It's out the press. Katz turns around. Jumper can't hit. Fimal's bringing up the ball. She's dribbling down the court hard. She stops. Lepinto with the ball. Shoots and she makes it.
Emma Lepinto.
That is just a wild shot by Lepinto, but she got it to fall somehow.
Here's Emma Lepinto with the layup. And Emma first dropped the ball out of bounds. Lepinto will be inbounding it.
And yet another turnover for the Vikings. If I can count, that is 10 plus turnovers. And 10, I would say 7 missed layups wide open.
Ridiculous. They're running down the court. They had the open shot. They're throwing it up. They're not taking their time. Now, Kim with the ball. Gives it to Gately. Gives it to number 22. Now, it's Washington 25. Gives it to Katz. Katz dribbling up court. There will be no press against it coming up court. Mass is backing off a little bit. Katz at the top. Applying defense. Katz loses it. And give it to 25. 25 comes up. That is a foul.
Foul on Grace Gately, her second personal foul.
Foul on Grace Gately, her second personal foul. Happens first. Cats inbounding the ball. See if she passes too. She's having a little trouble. Gives the first and she's rejected. Rachel Rubin coming in, getting the ball. She's just having a little trouble getting out of it. And Kim intercepts it. Kim dribbling down court. Kim gives it to Lepinto. Intercepted by number 25. Emma Waxman gets the ball. That is a hold on
Elizabeth Kim.
That's a hold on Elizabeth Kim. First personal foul.
And if you were in the stream right now, every single person in here can see the look on Rachel Rosen's face of frustration that she has. That she has not been able to do anything offensively. She's been shut down by number 25, Caroline Kelly of the Indians.
This gym is crowded, it's packed, people are upset, man. I haven't seen anything like it. Number 25 dribbling up the ball. Dribbling down court, gets stopped, gives it to Waxman. Waxman stops at the line. Up gives it to Katz. Katz throw at it. Intercepted by Lepinto, but Rachel Rosen gets it back. Rosen driving. The 25, Can't hit, that's an air ball. Rachel Rose is under it again.
Who's the foul? Rachel Rose, second place.
That would be expected, though, with Rachel Rose going after every ball. She's getting every rebound.
She's coming out of the game right now.
Yeah, it's not surprising. She played almost two full quarters. She is looking good this game. Shots might not be falling, but she's making up for it in other ways. Here is Kim gets the ball. Kim's driving, stopped by Weingarten, and that's the travel on Elizabeth Kim.
Another good defensive effort from the Vikings. They're now, their defense is amazing right now. They just need some offense right now.
They are looking good right now. Here is number 25 bringing up the ball for the Vikings. Passes it to number 21. Gives it to Kat. Back to 21. Driving. Can't hit. Off the backboard.
And
LaPinto bringing up the ball. LaPinto at the key. LaPinto gives it to Kim. Tip by 25. LaPinto back again. And she can't hit. The Manhasset coach was contesting a foul, but I don't know if there was. Did you see any foul there?
I did not see a foul there.
Kat throws it right to number 13, Ritavan. Oh, LaPinto for three. Can't hit. Stephen Weingard chasing down the ball. Bringing it up court. Stephen Weingard stops at the line. Gives it back to Kat. Cats stuck. Oh, no travel there. And it's intercepted by number 13, Ritavan. Giving it to number 2. Number 25, Caroline Kelly hits a 2-jumper. 16-5 and has it. Waxman gets the ball and she's fouled by number 25, Caroline Kelly.
Just under a minute to play. And the Vikings have not put in a basket. Have not made one basket this entire quarter.
They haven't so far. It's ridiculous. They haven't scored since the first minute of the opening quarter. Inbound, and the catch, and it's stolen by 25, Kelly. Kelly's bringing it up. Kelly lays it in. 18-5, Manhasset.
Just a bad pass from the Vikings.
Here's Gindy bringing the ball up. She stops at the line. LaPinto guarding her. Back into Katz, and she lays it in and one. Rebecca Katz lays in the layup and will be shooting one.
Who knew it would have taken 7 minutes and 30 seconds to score?
Let's see if she can convert this free throw. Cat's taking her time. Can't convert the free throw. Fort Washington cannot. They cannot make these free shots. So far, they've had. And that ball is stolen by 21. So far, they've had six free throws. They've made two. Given to 25. Back into 21. Drains the two! Caitlin Kane drains the two. 18-19. Fort Washington cuts Manhasset's lead in 18-9, my fault. 21 gets it. They have it for trouble, and it's a jump ball. And that'll conclude the half. With Port Washington down 18-19. We'll be right back.
We are here in halftime. We have a halftime report for you. Very special from us, me and Alex here. For the Manhasset Indians, they are leading 18-9 over the Vikings after the first half. And the leading scorer, point guard number 21, Maria Fanellis, with 6 points for the Indians. And for the Vikings, number 24,
Rachel Rosen.
Has 3 points. Even though she has been able to get nothing to fall, she's been guarded very closely by the Indians, she has still been able to put on a very good defensive performance and has been able to have the leading score for the Vikings. So now, Alex, in the second half, what do the Vikings need to do to come back and come out with a bang to tie it up or maybe even take the lead?
Score. They've been doing really, they haven't been doing much. They need to calm down. They need to just lay in their buckets. They've been having the opportunities. They're rushing it. I think it's because the coach of the Washington Vikings, Coach Trottier, is playing their players the entire half. Like, I've seen some players out there play the entire half. It is Sam. Rachel Rosen almost played the entire half. Emma Waxman. Rebecca Katz almost did. They need a little rest, and they need to just relax. That's what the game's about. Relax and lay in your shot.
As you said, that Coach Dennis Trottier needs to make some substitutes. This isn't the NBA. No one here is LeBron. No one here can play a full game of basketball.
Maybe Tyler Owens can. You don't know.
Well, she's been on the bench the whole game. We don't know how... You don't know. Is she injured? She was scratched from the starting lineup. Maybe she's injured. Maybe... I think she has a little problem with her knee.
We need an injury report here. Eric, can you get us an injury report on Tyler Owens, if there is?
She is not injured, reported from Eric Rinson-Lobel.
Tyler Owens is not playing because she came late to school. So that explains Tyler Owens.
There's a school rule in Port Washington where if you don't come to school before 11 a.m., you cannot participate in sports at the end of the day. So maybe
she didn't come to school,
Tyler.
Can't participate, and we won't see her in the game.
Too
bad.
I'm sure her teammates are very annoyed, as she is one of the most electrifying players on this Vikings team.
This whole crowd is full of star-studded characters like Arnold Donato, coach of JV football. We've seen Matthew Bernstein, the greatest tennis player to ever come across Schreiber High School. And we've seen JT.
All right, we'll be back here with some second-half basketball, with the Indians leading over the Vikings, 18-9.
We are set to begin the second half.
With Manhasset leading 18-19 over the Lady Vikings. And another thing that we haven't touched up on, as we touched up on, that Tyler Owens has not participated in action this game. Neither has junior Rebecca Rosen, who is said to be a top three player on this team also.
I would like to know why Rebecca Rosen isn't... Rebecca Rosen is entering the game. Tyler Owens still has her practice here again. She will not be entering. Rebecca Rosen's in. Let's see what she can do along with the assist from Rachel Rosen. This should be interesting. Rachel Rosen's been working hard. Let's see if the chemistry between her and her sister can... Let's see what happens.
I guess Coach Dennis Trottier listened to what I have to say. As he put in one of the two players I've been saying to put in, because Rachel and Rebecca and Tyler are arguably the top three most talented players on this team.
The Vikings only scored 9 points in the half, and they haven't scored 18. Let's see how this plays out.
And Camellis with the ball. Looks like she traveled, but no call. Gets the ball back, swings it to the right. To number 12, Lopinto. Back to Camellis.
Three. Can't hit.
Three-pointer offering from Leah Riddabaugh, and she is off the mark. She gets back the ball, dribbles left, picks up a dribble. Back to Camellis. Saves it from a backcourt violation. And it is off the knee of defender Ava Sano, who stay in Manhasset.
That almost looked like a really bad injury. It almost looked like a knee to the cheek. Oh my gosh. That would have hurt a lot. She's pretty good also. I think she did take something to the face. Maybe not directly to the head. We'll see how it turns out.
And Camellis, clear lane, driving. Soft touch, no good. Rebounded by Emma Waxman. He throws it right back to Manhasset, stolen by Lopinto. And Rachel Rosen gets it right back. She takes it all by herself. And takes it off cross court. Passes to her sister, Rebecca. Down in the corner to Waxman. Back down in the corner to Rebecca Rosen. Swings it across to Waxman. Shot is good from the paint. Back the other way. Lopinto down low to number 2, Ellie Taylor. And she is called for a travel violation.
I predicted it in our pregame report that I had Emma Waxman scoring a lot of points. She's starting to show that drive to the basket. She just hit that too. I want to see what happens next.
And Rebecca picks up her dribble. Passes down to Ivasan, who drives down. Back to Rosen in the paint, off the glass. And Rebecca Rosen finishes with the layup.
We can see why they say she's good. She looks very good today.
Camellis slowing down as the Vikings have been able to creep back to a 5-point deficit.
The score is 18-13.
Riddabaugh swings it to the right. To the right again, Lopinto has the ball. Top of the key to Camellis. Back to Lopinto. Back to Camellis. They're playing catch.
The Vikings are playing a nice defense right now. They're keeping them out of the paint.
Riddabaugh with the shot. Off the mark. Air ball. Rebounded by Rachel Rosen. Brings up the ball all by herself. Swings it to the left. To Ivasan. To Rebecca Rosen at the top of the key. Shot by Ivasan is good. And the Vikings are 3-for-3 in the third quarter.
Washington is stalling back. I told you. They had to relax.
And now the The Manhasset Indians have taken a full timeout after the Vikings have come out with a bang with three straight shots.
I told you, the Vikings had to come out calm. They've come out calm and they hit their shots. And it's easy. It's simple. We will be back here live with some more third quarter action. We are back live from Port Washington as the Vikings, who were down 18-9 at the half, have stormed back and are now 18-15 in favor of the Indians still. But the Vikings have been able to creep back.
The Vikings started out down by 9 points. Now they're down by 3. I want to see how this goes. This is going to be an interesting game.
From Ellis at the right wing. Little crossover move. Swings it to Riddaban at the top. To the left wing. Tulo Pinto. Spin move. Back to Riddaban at the top. Dribble. Picks up a dribble, passes to Tomelis, down low to Kelly, in the post, who swings it out to Lopinto, back to Kelly's shot, is no good, and it's rebounded by Rachel Rosen. She has the fast break,
strong.
And it is stolen by Riddaban, but out of bounds, it will stay Vikings basketball.
Rachel Rosen brought up the ball strong again. She keeps bringing the ball up strong. You see a little tap between her and her sister, you know, it's chemistry, it's how you win games.
And Avis on inbounding the ball. And it's picked off.
Oh, jeez.
Rachel
Rosen playing hard. Jeez.
Inbounded by Avis on. But
this isn't CYO.
Defender. And she fell with a hard fall. And now Rebecca Rosen inbounds at the bottom. She finds Son, who takes it out to the right left wing. Back to the top of the key, calling the play. Swings it right to Waxman. Fake pass to Rosen. Drives. Draws the defender to jump. Kick ball violation on number 2, Ellie Taylor. 12.
Kick ball. Viking
the referee ball. Has called for 15 seconds on the shot clock. And it will be Vikings basketball. 15 seconds on the shot clock. 18-15 lead for the Indians. And Rachel Rosen. Inbounds the ball, backcourt.
Let's see what Waxman can do here. Let's see if they can do it.
Drives left to Rebecca Rosen. Passes in side to Avison. To Emma Waxman again. And the ball trickles in off the rim.
Waxman hits again. Vikings are down 1 point with a full quarter and a half left to play.
Camellis driving left. Shoots up a wild shot. Air ball to rebounded by Rachel Rosen. Bringing up the ball, stutter step, at the top of the key, one-handed pass to her sister, down low, Rebecca Rosen with the finish, and the Vikings have the lead.
I'd like to see how Coach Trottier manages this game. The Vikings are up right now, and Rachel Rosen has played the entire game. He's going to take her out to give her some rest. Let's see what happens here. They're going to need her for the last quarter.
And it's a wild shot from Riddaban, who gets her own rebound. Passes that to Lopinto. The shot is off the mark. And it's rebounded by Rebecca Rosen. Passes to her sister, who gets it stolen by Riddaban. Back the other way. Pulls up for three. No good. Rebounded by Lopinto. Almost steps out of bounds in the corner. Trapped. Rachel Rosen with the steal. She's trapped by three defenders.
She works out of it.
It's a fast break. Up the other way. Waxman with the shot. It's good from the baseline.
Waxman coming alive here in the third quarter with 6 points. For Washington up 21-18.
I don't think the Vikings have missed a shot yet all quarter.
I don't think so. They're looking really good. They're relaxed.
Lopinto with a running shot off the back of the iron. No good. Rebounded by Rachel Rosen. Brings it up on the left sideline. Swings it up to Emma Waxman. Bounce pass to Rebecca Rosen. Shot is good.
She hits again.
I believe that is her 6th point of the quarter.
Rebecca Rosen and Emma Waxman both have 6 points this quarter. And they're doing fantastic.
And Lopinto on the right wing swings it to Riddaban at the top of the key. Thinks about shooting, does not. Dribbles, guarded by Waxman, swings it to the right wing.
But Washington has completely reversed their fortune this quarter, taking the 5-point lead. Manhasset, they don't look relaxed as they were. They look very antsy. They're missing their shots. They're not looking very good.
Number 2, Ellie Taylor is fouled by number, I believe number 31, Emma First. That is her first personal. It'll be a shooting foul for Ellie Taylor.
They're getting 3 shots, I believe, correct?
Yeah, it was a 3-pointer. She'll have 3 shots from the line. First one is good. and it's his first point of the game. His second shot. Can't hit. It is off the mark. And she has another option. Checking into the game, number 3, Kelly Trotta. In for number 13, Leah Rudabat. Ellie Taylor's third shot is good. And she will come back out of the game in for number 5, Grace Gateway.
2:47 left to play. Rebecca Rosen, Rachel Rosen inbounds the ball. Waxman's running down court with it. Gets stopped at the half. Back to Rachel.
Rachel Rosen has the ball. Spin move. Pretty move to first in the paint. And she is hacked very hard. Foul is on number 25, Caroline Kelly.
Foul is on
that
Caroline
is her third
Kelly,
personal.
Her second person.
That was an aggressive half there.
First.
That was like boxing.
Emma first at the line. Vikings lead 23-20. 2:36 left in the third quarter. First shot is no good. And Emma first, practicing all warm-up before the game. Her free throws. So you think that would translate into the game?
I saw the ball practicing those free throws. They've made maybe 4 this entire thing. Strange.
Second one is good.
Emma first is 1-2 from the line.
It's an even number now. It's 24-20.
Now checking into the game. Rebecca Katz in for Emma first. Maria Tamales brings up the ball, guarded by Sam, swings it left to Lopinto. To number 3, Kelly Trotta. To Tamales. Lopinto from the top of the key for 3, in and out. Rebounded by Rebecca Cash. Excuse me, Rebecca Rosen.
Rachel
Rosen in the baseline. Swings it to her sister. Back to Rachel again. Pulls it down.
2 minutes left to play.
No one there to receive it.
Out of bounds.
And it goes out of bounds. Manhasset basketball.
It seems Manhasset has recovered a little bit. They're starting to play a more aggressive style of defense rather than their relaxed. That could be good, could be bad, could get tired. We'll see how this plays out here. Again, Rachel Rosen has played almost the entire game. Let's see how Charlie manages this. Let's keep an eye on that.
And it's picked off by Rebecca Katz, but back to the Indians. Lopinto at the top of the key, swings it left to Tamales. To the right to Trotta. To the left to Tamales. Driving, stops at the right elbow. Top of the key. In the corner, Trotta with a wild shot. No good, rebounded by Lopinto. Put back up, and it's good.
At the shot clock, too.
Emma Lopinto.
See, Manhasset wasn't rushing there. But for Washington,
fast break offense.
With the layout.
Rebecca Rosen to Rebecca Katz for the lay-in.
Manhasset was too relaxed there. They need to find the in-between between too relaxed and too aggressive. They can find that in-between. It should be an interesting
Trotta with the ball. Screen from Kelly. To Lopinto. To Tamales. Back to Trotta. At top of the key. Swings it to Kelly at the top of the key. Center with the ball at the top of the key. Dribbler. Gets the ball back. Off of Manhasset, out of bounds.
Vikings ball.
It's Vikings basketball. 26-22. Here in the third quarter with 51.9 seconds left to play. Rebecca Rosen bringing up the ball. Excuse me, Rebecca Katz. Passes to Rebecca Rosen.
Was that not a pitch ball?
Her pass was picked off with a foot. And a fast break. The Indians from Tamales to Kelly for 2. A jump shot from the center. 30 seconds left in the third quarter. Rebecca Rosen with the ball on the wing. Drives left. Backdoor cut from Rachel Rosen. And she misses the layup. Rebounded by Tamales. 20 seconds left in the third quarter. She slows it down. Swings it right to Trotta. At the wing. Looks for any offense she could find. Swings it to the left wing. Tamales. With a good jab step move to the left, Lopinto drives. Lefty layup, no good. Rebounded by Kelly. Seems to travel, no call. 1 second left on the shot. And the
that
shot was not released in
quarter.
Time.
The Vikings
that is the end of the third quarter.
26-24.
The Vikings are leading Manhasset 26-24 after going down 18-9 after the second half.
You know, I've seen Manhasset. They came out very lax. Port Washington took advantage of it. They took the lead. Manhattan came right back though, only down two. Let's see how this plays out.
We'll be back here with fourth quarter action.
Here we are, back in the fourth period. The Vikings up 26-24. We see Rachel Rosen out there. She played the entire game. Emma Waxman's out there. She played the entire game. Number 21, Igindi, will inbound the ball to number 14, Rebecca Rosen. Rebecca Rosen at half court, dribbling the ball. Swings it at Waxman. Waxman back to Igindi. 21, Simalis tips it back to Rachel Rosen. Back to Katz. She hits for two.
Rebecca Katz.
With the layup, Vikings with a 28-24 lead.
That was a great backdoor cut from Rebecca Katz, feeded by her teammate for the layup.
Demolis to Lopinto. Lopinto with the ball, guarded by Waxman. Waxman staying heavy on there. Oh, Demolis back to number five. Did Kelly have to nod up and down? I don't know. Trotta misses. Trotta with the ball. Back to Demolis. Demolis to Kelly. Back to Trotta. Back to Demolis, who passes it, swings it back to Trotta. Trotta holding the ball. Swings it to Lopinto. Lopinto at the top of the key. Back to Demolis. They're wasting time. I don't know why. They're losing by 4 points. For two, can hit. Demolis missed for two. Rebecca Rosen down court to her sister. And picked off by Grace Gately. What do you think about
ball.
That?
Sorry, Manhattan ball.
That was a great pass from Rebecca Rosen up to the court to Rachel. But when Rachel tried to retrieve the inbound pass, when she tried to throw the pass inside to the paint, it was picked off.
Lopinto.
I think that she needs to do a better job of making a crisp pass.
And this is Demolis with the ball. Swings it to Lopinto. Lopinto drives. Puts it up and she's fouled. Emma Lopinto is fouled by...
And there you have it.
Waiting for a call.
Rebecca Rosen helping the other team. If you ever know her, she's one of the nicest girls you'll ever meet. And that just shows on the court. Ooh. Rebecca Rosen.
Okay. That foul is on number 21 of the Igindi of the Vikings. Here is Riddiband inbounding the ball. Gets it to Kelly. Kelly swings it to Demolis. Demolis driving. And she hits and one. Maria Demolis.
She is clearly the
drains the layup.
She has a chance to finish the 3-point play here.
And she can't hit. But Manhattan picks up the ball. Right of end for three. It's an air ball. Can't hit.
Out of bounds. Vikings ball.
The score is 28-26. Fort Washington.
Tried to take the lead with that shot, but just didn't take her time. She just threw it up and
she rushed.
That showed with the.
On the inside. To Rachel, Rebecca Rosen to Katz, and she's fouled. Didn't get a chance to fully complete the shot. She'll get two shots. Cat's going to the line for two. That is Cat's draining the first one. Scores 29-26, Port Washington. Cat's shooting another one. And she drains it. Port Washington takes a 30-26 lead. Let's see if Manhattan could stay lax in this. Riddiband with the ball. Swings left. It's trapped by Katz, and that's a jump ball. Manhattan ball. Here is Lopinto inbounding the ball, guarded by Waxman. Waxman's jumping. And the 21, Timalis, is dribbling back to the half court. Swings it to Riddiband. Standing there. Gonna have to start dribbling to Lopinto. Back to Demolis. You got 10 on the shot clock. Swings it to Riddiband. Number 21, Caitlin Kane, picks it up.
Another great defensive effort from
the. Oh, it's stolen by Riddiband! Driving for the layup! can hit. And number 5, Gateway puts it in. 30-28 Vikings. And a big shot by Kelly. Kelly tells Seamalis. And traveling. That is traveling on the Manhasset Indians. Vikings ball. Manhasset is clearly fazed by these fouls. The Cats inbounds it to San. San dribbling it up. San is swinging it to Rebecca Rosen. Give it to Rachel Assister. Driving. Back out to San. Inside the Cats. Back out to Rachel and she throws it away. Manhasset ball. Rachel threw it a little too long for her sister Rebecca. No, Port Washington was passing nice. They were passing quick. They're not relaxed, though. They're pressing themselves almost. It's almost like they have they're very anxious. Well, in the third quarter, they played very relaxed. They took the lead. They're pressing themselves. They're making it seem like they have 10 defenders out there instead of 5. Seamalis to Lapinto. Lapinto with the ball. Looking for Seamalis. Seamalis gets it. Back out to Ritterband. Ritterband at the 3, guarded by Rachel Rosen. She drives. And she can't hit. As he went for the tie, they can't hit. Ritterband for 3. Can't hit the 3. Emma Waxman with the rebound. That's a foul on number 25. Caroline Kelly.
That was on Caroline Kelly.
That's her 4th.
Third.
Sun bringing up the ball. Peg gives it to Katz. Katz back to her. And it's stolen by Seamalis. Seamalis is driving up the court. Gives it to Ritterband. Passes it to Kelly. Kelly at the top. Back to Ritterband. To Lapinto. Lapinto driving. Back to 13. She drains it. She's a 3. Can't hit. Back to Waxman.
I think the Indians are taking too many long shots. They need to get a nice low... Instead of these low percentage shots, you need a high percentage shot in the paint.
Waxman driving. Gives it to Katz. Katz swings it out to Rachel Rosen. The score is 30-28 Vikings with 3 minutes and 50 seconds left. Rachel Rosen throws it out.
Vikings ball.
But it is the Vikings ball, last tip by the Indians. Here's Katz with the ball. Gives it to Rachel Rosen, or Rebecca Rosen, my fault. Gives it back out to Sand. Pass it inside to Katz. Katz stepped out. Indians ball.
Out of bounds. Manhasset ball.
She led Katz with a perfect pass, but Katz couldn't get a finger on it. She couldn't get control of it. Went out of bounds.
Seamalis bringing up the ball. With 3 minutes and 30 seconds left, down by 2. Let's see how she plays this. Inside to Gately. And that's the blocking foul on number 4, Sun.
Foul is on Ava Sand, her 3rd personal foul, Vikings 4.
I don't like that call. I think she barely bumped her.
I didn't like that either.
I don't think there should have been a foul called.
Ritterband to Lapinto. Lapinto driving inside is met by Rachel Rosen. That's stolen and hit out Manhasset's ball. Rachel Rosen playing good defense, hit the ball out.
3 minutes and 27 seconds left.
That is a timeout for Manhasset with 3 minutes and 27 seconds left. Vikings up 30-28. Here we are back after the 30-second timeout. Manhasset will be bringing in the ball. Lapinto will be inbounding it. Let's see who she inbounds it to. They're only down 2, but there's almost half a quarter of the play left. Let's see how this goes. Nobody's guarding her. Back to 21, Seamalis. Seamalis is on top of the key. Trying to reset the offense. He's having a little trouble with Waxman. Number gives it to Ritterband. Gives it to Lapinto. Lapinto driving back to Seamalis. Seamalis at the top. And she drives. Can't hit. Number 5. Gailey puts it up. Seamalis ties the game. It has to tie the 30-30. Here's Rebecca Rosen at the 3. Driving in. Trying to find her sister. Rachel Rosen getting trapped. Back out to Katz. Katz at the top. Trying to find Rebecca Rosen. Finds her! And she hits!
Rebecca Rosen with the line.
The Port Washington Vikings take a 32-30 lead. Here is Seamalis bringing the ball up. He's stopped by Katz. Seamalis It's 4-on-5 right now. Back to Kelly. Back to Demolis. Gives it to Gately. Gives it to Rittabound. Rittabound for three. Can't hit for three. Rittabound breaks that three-point shot. She's taking very many of these three-pointers that haven't gotten to fall. They're taking them freely right now. That's not smart. 2 minutes left. Vikings are up 32-30. Let's see. Sun with the ball. Swings it out to Wax. Wax with it for three. Can't hit for three.
In and out.
Caroline Kelly bringing the ball up. Gives it to Rittabend. Can't hit. Waxman chases it down. Gives it to Sun. Sun dribbling up. And it's stolen by LaPinto. Waxman takes it back from LaPinto. LaPinto trying to find the ball. And that's out of bounds. Smith has the ball. Trotio is looking for the timeout. Didn't get it.
I think he got it off, to be honest with you.
I don't think she had control of the ball.
She had control of the ball and then lost it, but then got it back. LaPinto timeout and lost it again.
LaPinto inbounding the ball. Gives it to Rittabout. LaPinto driving back out to Rittabout. Gives it to Gately. Gives it to Rittabout. Rittabout for two. Can't hit. Rosen with the ball. 1:30 to go.
A lot of oohs and ahs from the crowd here.
This crowd is in awe right now at what is going on. The Vikings with a 32-30 lead. 1:20 to go. To Waxman. Waxman driving. Waxman puts it up. Can't hit. Can't get the rebound. Rosen tracks it down. Trotier calls a timeout with 1:12 left to go. Vikings up by two. We'll be right back. Here we are, back after the timeout from Trotier and his Vikings. Vikings up 32-30 with the ball to the left of the hoop. Inbounding will be Rachel Rosen. Trotier is looking for his play. The Indians are looking for their play. Indians are trying to get a quick steal, quick bucket. Here's Rosen bringing up the ball. That gives it to her sister. Gives it back out to Katz. Waxman for two. She hits. Vikings take a 34-30 lead with 1 minute left. Here is Demolis bringing up the ball. Back out to LaPinto. Stolen by Rosen. Rosen slowing it down. Out to Katz. Katz at the top of the key. 50 seconds left. Vikings up by four with the foul.
She is called for the carry.
Oh, carry? I didn't even see that. And then has it down four with 45 seconds left to play.
Well, coaches have gotten heated with this official amount of fans are getting heated.
Here is Demolis. Lays it! 34-32 Vikings. Santa, bring the ball up. Demolis guarding her. And that's a foul.
That's foul is on Maria Themelis, her first personal foul.
Foul is on Maria Themelis. Vikings up two with 32 to play. That is not a shooting foul. Rachel Rosen will be inbound.
It feels like a college basketball game.
It does. He invents it to her sister. Lays it in. Can't hit. Gets the rebound. Can't hit either. Out of bounds, Vikings ball! And the Manhasset coach is contesting the results. He was not happy with the official's call of it. I thought it could have gone either way. What do you think?
I thought that definitely was not a push. That went off her foot before the push was committed.
Rosen under the basket, gets the ball, dribbling out. She double teams, gets it again, out to her sister. Dribbling around the key. And she fouls with 17.8 seconds left to play, up two.
Not in the bonus reaction, the ball will stay on the floor. They will look to waste more time here to get the score, to get to the clock to zero.
Rosen passes the ball into Sam. And it's a backcourt violation on Sam. Indians ball. Timeout, Manhasset.
Timeout, Manhasset.
And we're back. The Vikings up 34-32 with 16.3 seconds left to play. Manhasset just called a full timeout, and they are talking strategy. They want to know how they could score these 2 points. Tell me how they could do it, how they could come back and win this game.
Well, I think they just got to get past Rebecca Rosen and Rachel Rosen, the powerhouse, two sisters on the team. Best defenders, best offenders. They're amazing. They got to get past them, too. Put a basket in.
Riddiband will be inbounding the ball. We're expecting the Vikings defense to be aggressive. Nobody's guarding Riddiband, though. And it's the Amalis almost steps behind the line. He's bringing the ball up. Driving. 13 for 3. Can't hit the 3. Gets it back. Puts it up. Tie game. And as an Indians tie the game. 34-34. Manhattan, talk about that play.
I told you.
The Vikings are shell shocked.
They gave it to Riddiband. They gave it to Riddiband for the 3. She misses once again. Rebounded by Lopinto. She gets past Rachel Rosen. What do you know? She puts in the shot.
Manhattan played that perfectly. They had the shot at the winning shot. They missed it. They got it right back.
It's like a magic 8-ball. I know what's going to happen. I called it.
You're right. We have to see what the Rosens are going to do now. Are they going to run their own play? I don't know. It seems like it's just their team right now. They're passing back and forth. They're making all the shots. We'll see if Waxman's going to touch the ball. Let's see how this plays out.
We got 5.8 seconds left on the clock in the fourth quarter. Tie game at 34. And we'll be back live with these last 5 seconds.
Here we are, back after the timeout from Trottier. Tie game with 5.8 seconds left to play. Manhasset missed the 3, put it back up for the 2. Let's see how they're going to play this. We have Thimalis and Lopinto out there with Gately and Kelly. This has been their main 4 right there. And we have the Rosens on Port Washington, along with Waxman, Katz, and Sand. Sand's inbounding it, guarded by Thimalis. Back out to Rosen for 3! Can't hit! 3 seconds left, put it up! Can't hit! Manhattan with the ball! It's a jump ball! 0.1 on the clock left. Looks like we're going overtime.
They're not
going
to be able to get a shot off. It's 0.1.
They're going to have to throw it.
Rosen did a great job.
Trottier with the timeout.
She did a great job with getting that rebound, putting up another shot. If she just couldn't hit it.
Depressing right there. If the Vikings are going to win this, they're going to have to throw the ball and tip it in. Let's see how this plays out. And we're back. 0.1 left. Vikings with the ball into their basket. 34-34. Rebecca Rosen.
This for the NBA, I would say that they throw an alley-oop up to LeBron, who tips it in for the game winner. But
there is no LeBron. This is high school basketball. Remember that. They're going to have to get the tip here. They throw it up. And it hits the back of the backboard. 0.1 left. The clock was not running because there was no official inbound. It's Manhattan's ball. They're going to have to throw it full court or roll it with the tip. They're just going to give it to her, and that's the end of regulation. Tie game here. We're going overtime. Let's see how this plays out. How do you think this is going to play out, Matt?
Well, just to touch up on a few points from earlier, the Vikings went down 18-9 at the half, came back. Third quarter was all Vikings. Fourth quarter, all Indians. So I think we had all Vikings, all Indians, all Vikings, all Indians. What do you think? Now it's all Vikings.
I'm expecting a lot out of Maria Thimalis, number 21 this quarter. I'm expecting stuff out of Emma Lopinto. How about for Port Washington?
Well, as we touched up on.
As we have.
Rebecca and Rachel, two best players on the team. By far, they're going to have a huge overtime. And we'll see how it plays out. We have four minutes in this overtime. And we'll be back. A tip-off for overtime. We are back here live from Fort Washington with the overtime period with 4 minutes on the clock, 34-34. As the Manhasset Indians tied the game up with about 2 seconds left. And we have Rebecca Rosen, Rebecca Katz, Ava Son, Rachel Rosen, and Emma Watson for the Fort Washington Vikings. And this is how they set up in the entire second half.
Jump ball.
Let's see how that rolls. Jump ball is won by Rebecca Rosen, but she hits it to Maria.
Ooh, and Katz knocks 12 to the ground.
Left sideline. Tolo Pinto, running shot in the paint. It's good. She hits from the paint.
Manhattan takes the 36-34 lead with 3 minutes and 45 seconds left to play.
Rebecca Rosen at the top of the key. A few dribbles. Tries to find the inside pass. Swings it outside on the left wing to Rachel, who drives, puts up a shot in the paint, and is blocked. Call foul.
The Rosen sisters must watch the trap.
Fouls on Grace Gately, her third personal foul.
The Rosens have to watch their carries. I see them almost carrying. They could call that either way. We'll see if Rachel can hit these two.
Rachel will go to the line. Two shots. First from the line. It's no good off the back of the rim. She has a second opportunity. Couple deficit down to one. And she hits it from the chest.
Rachel Rosen hits the second from the line.
Scores 36-35, Manassas.
Number 15, Felix. In for number 5, Gately. Maria Pinellas swings left to Lopinto. Thinks about the deep three. Back to Trot at the top of the key. Back to Lopinto, drives left. Layup, no good. Rebounded by Emma Waxman. Slowing it down to Rachel Rosen in the middle of the court. Follows the play. Slips and falls, traveling.
Traveling the ball.
On Rachel Rosen. Basketball, 3:13 left, they are up by one in overtime. Pinellas brings up the ball in the middle, swings right to Trotta, back to the top of the key to Lopinto. Around left again on the wing, Pinellas.
Lopinto and Cimalas look like they have some good chemistry going on here. We'll see how this plays out.
Down low, Trotta with a wild layup, no good, rebounded by Felix, puts up another one, hits the top of the backboard, and rolls out of bounds behind the backboard.
Manassas was really rushing that. You know, when they get out of the Lopinto-Timalis passing trade thing, then they're very not relaxed. They're very antsy. We'll see how this works out with 2 minutes and 40 seconds left.
Ava Sonne, the key dribble moves, crosses over, goes left, and is pushed on the floor by number 21, Maria Pinellas.
Fouls on Maria Pinellas, her second personal foul.
That's her second personal foul.
Manassas has some fouls to play with.
And they are now, the Port Washington Vikings are now in the bonus.
They don't have any fouls to play with.
And her first shot is off the mark, front of the rim. No good, Ava Sonne has a second chance.
If she hits this one, it'll be a tie game right now, 36-36.
This is a big shot.
Drains the shot! 36-36!
Again, 36-36 with 2 minutes and 35 seconds to play in overtime. Pinellas with the ball, guarded by Sonne tightly. Screened by Kelly, swings it out to Lopinto, driving down, stolen by Rachel Rosen. Poor Washington ball, driving to the right sideline. All by herself, swings it to Rebecca. They move to Rebecca Cass, wide open, Rachel
Rosen.
Puts in
the lead! 38-36!
38-36 Vikings, 2 minutes to play. And fourth basketball. Pinellas at the top of the key. Left to Lopinto. Big pass. Running shot again. No good. Rebounded by Ava Sonne. Fast break. All by herself. Takes it into the lane. Moves the ball. Goes out of bounds. Pass the basketball.
We're going to see Ritaband.
Ritaband.
And Gately back in the game.
And Gately back checking into the game for Felix and Trotta.
I'm surprised with how antsy both of these teams are. They've seen playing relaxed work so well for them. Let's see how this plays. Manhattan's taking these low percentage shots. When they take the high ones, they'll be back in it. Manhattan's
out of bounds. Manhattan's ball.
Out of bounds.
Manhattan's
basketball. 1 minute and 42 to play in overtime. Pinellas bringing up the ball in the center.
1:30 left to play here.
Ritaban with the ball. Great win. In the corner, Pinellas, fake shot, dribbles out to the top of the key, drives left, shot for three. Lopinto, no good, off the mark, rebounded by Kelly, puts it back up, no good again. Almost tipped in by Rebecca Rosen into the Manhasset hoop, but she gets it out to Rachel, and timeout is called.
All right, Coach Trottier.
Coach Dennis Trottier, and Rachel Rosen of Fort Washington did not like that call. She had a fast break opportunity.
How do you think this fourth quarter, this overtime has been playing out. Do you think that you would have seen out of more like 12-21 or more out of the Rosen sisters? How do you feel?
Well, I predicted just as it is, back and forth action. Two main players from each team are taking over, back and forth. So we'll see how it plays out in the last minute and 18 seconds. And we'll be back with more action. We are back here live from Fort Washington. In the overtime period, 1:18 left, 38-36 in favor of the Port Washington Vikings. And we have not seen starting center Emma first at all, or arguably the best player on the team, Tyler Owens.
Well, Tyler Owens is ineligible to play because she showed up to school late. I knew that because she didn't show up to chemistry. What's up with that?
And now we have Rachel Rosen, number 24, inbounding the ball. They have a stack play. Rebecca drives, and it's an inbound to Avasan. She has the ball, slowing it down.
Both Manhattan and Washington are not playing aggressive defenses. What is up with that? You have a minute left in overtime. Manhattan it down to their defense should be a little more aggressive. They're basically just letting them, for Washington, pass the ball around. Hits the two!
And jumper is good from Avasan. Deep jumper, almost had her foot on the three-point arc.
55 seconds left.
Pass
pace offense. Washington's a 40-36.
Camella for three, steps back, no good. Rebounded by Manhattan. Kelly puts up the layup, no good. Rebounded by Rachel Rosen.
40 seconds
gets
left
it out,
to play.
Throws it away.
And Kelly
stolen
can't get it.
Rebecca Rosen gets it right back.
Trottier with the
timeout. Timeout with from Trottier.
Vikings, this will be a full timeout.
39.4 seconds to play. Vikings lead by four, and we'll be right back.
And we're back. The Vikings up 40-36. With 39.4 seconds left to play. Vikings ball.
What are you expecting to see with the Vikings having the basketball right now? Are you expecting them to chew the clock, put up a shot?
Well, it all depends how Manhattan's defense plays them. If they're aggressive, they're not going to be able to chew up the clock. We haven't seen either defense be very aggressive right now. Let's see how this plays out.
Barely able to get the ball in. And there is a foul on the floor.
Foul's on
number
Caroline
25, Caroline Kelly.
Third personal.
That is her third personal. And Rebecca Rosen will go to the line for two.
She hits one of these. This game's, if she hits both, this game's practically over. These are high-pressure shots. Jane's the first one. Port Washington takes a 31-36 lead.
41-46 in favor of the Vikings. Second one is good. Switch from Rebecca Rosen.
Manhattan
42-36 lead for the Vikings. 36.9 seconds to play in overtime.
If Manhattan,
full timeout from Manhattan.
If Manhattan wants to win this, what does Manhattan have to do?
Well, I think that they have to score.
All right. All right, Eric. I see you're catching on to Eric's humor. Slick, but no, it has
them all in.
It has
to
need
quick.
Two quick threes, tie game. It's that simple. It's not so simple. Two threes are not easy shots.
And we'll see how this plays out. We will be back. We are coming out of the timeout from the Manhasset Indians. 42-36 lead in favor of the Vikings. With 36 seconds left in overtime. Inbounded by Lopinto. Turitaban puts up a three.
Bam! She hits the three.
Hits the three!
32-39!
That is the first three of the game! And foul on the floor. Number 21, Maria Famelis. Fouls Avasan. Avasan will go to the line. It is a three-point game.
This gym is shaking. The thousands of fans here are just up in arms right now.
I don't see anyone on there sitting in their chair right now. Everyone's up on their feet.
Even the famous coach, Arnold Donato, is up. Here's Sam for two.
First one is good from the charity stripe. You have another shot coming from the line.
I never heard that term, the charity stripe, before.
It is used by Charles Barkley often.
Can ask your dad about that.
Ava Sam hits both.
And she
the
hits
line.
Her second free throw from the line.
Timeout.
They go back up by five in favor of the Washington Vikings. Manhattan takes a timeout with 31.6 seconds left in overtime. And we will be back here with more action. We are back here. 31.6 seconds in overtime. What are you expecting to see here, Alex?
I'm expecting to see Lopinto inbound it to Ritaban. And I think she's going to hit another three here. Oh, she double teamed right now. She double teamed. Rose is trying to get the ball. It's off her face.
Fantastic ball. Out of bounds.
That looked like it was off number 13 in Ritaban's face. What do you think?
I completely agree with you. That was not off of any Port Washington defender. That was off of Manhattan. Kelly puts up a three off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Tamellis. Puts up the layup. No good. Rebounded by Rachel Rosen. And she is fouled. All right, number 25, Caroline Kelly, who is laughing after she pushes
Ace Erosion very hard.
That was not sportsmanlike conduct. I have to say so myself.
As you know, I'm one for sportsmanlike conduct. I did not see it there.
That is Caroline Kelly's fifth personal, and she is now fouled out, which that could be a big factor if she is the biggest player on this Manhasset team. Playing defense, which is 19 seconds left in this overtime,
she played
that
like
could
the
be
entire
a big factor.
She played well. She played the entire game.
Rachel Rosen, first shot from the line. No good off the back of the iron. The second offering coming up. It's good. Her
Rachel
second,
Rosen hits a second from the line.
Her second
timeout
from the line is good.
Manhasset
takes a yet again another timeout. And we will be back with the Vikings leading 45-39 with 19.1 left in overtime. And we are back. Will Pinto inbounding the ball yet again. 19.1 on the clock. 45-39 lead for the Vikings.
Will Pinto's good at inbounding the ball, and she just throws it. I stand corrected.
And the ball is almost turned over, but Thamelis gets it back. Swings it to the
Pinto.
Corner. Will Pinto.
Drive.
Step, drive. Layup.
It's a two. They're down 4 points.
Rebecca Rosen is fouled by Riddiband. And Rebecca Rosen goes to the line for two. 9.9 left in overtime. The Vikings lead by four.
I should have stopped talking. I mean, I said it was second person down the ball and she throws it away.
I team had saved her.
I said wax on the score by 6 points in 4 minutes. I was wrong.
Your predictions are turning into Eric's predictions.
Maybe I am Eric.
Rebecca Rosen's first shot from the line is no good. Almost got the friendly roll, but no good on the first offering.
What does Manhasset have to do here if they're going to win, Matt? What do you think?
You got to score fast, very fast.
All right, I'm done with this. You can
quote-unquote
joke.
And Rebecca Rosen hits the second shot. Oh, Pinto, quick three, no good. Fouled from Felix. Rachel Rosen is fouled. 2.8 on the clock. 46-41 lead. Rachel Rosen goes to the line for two. And this game can be called over.
Looks,
you agree?
It looks all but over right now. We'll see how they run out the clock here with two foul shots going up. That guy is
Rachel
wearing
Rosen's
a Don't Tread on Me sweatshirt. I like that sweatshirt. It's a good-looking sweatshirt.
Rachel Rosen in and out her first shot. She will have a second shot. But I don't think these shots matter. It is impossible to score 6 points on
it's
two
been
threes
done. It's
in
been
2.8
done.
Seconds.
Don't say it hasn't. It's been done. Oh, now.
Second one.
Rosen
and now,
second.
If they hit two threes, it's tied. And she chucks in the half court. Off
the
mark.
And that is
ball
the end
game.
Of the
that is the end of the game.
Nice
the Vikings improve to 3-0 as they beat the Manhasset Indians 47-41. In overtime. We thank you for joining us here. I'm Matt Levine alongside Alex Andrew.
Thank you.
And we hope you have a wonderful night.